call a photo finish. Hey, Mike, you haven't been on that phone since breakfast, have you?
Sure have.
I've been trying to call Sally. Boy, she sure must be sore at me.
How many of these cookies did you get, Steve?
I didn't get any. Rob, would you put these drawings in one of those cardboard tubes, you know, behind the dining room cupboard?
Yeah, sure, Dad.
I don't want to mess
Steve,
them up.
Steve, you going to wear a tie, or are you promoting this sloppy look?
Boy, a space system designed for a solar-controlled vehicle. What's that all about?
Who cares? We got a few mysteries right here at home. Like who's been stealing all my cookies?
Maybe Trap eats them.
Oh, sure. I suppose he unlocks the back door when we're gone and invites his dog friends in for tea.
I give up.
Mike, what seems to be the trouble?
Oh, Sally wore a new hairdo last night. I didn't like it, and one thing led to another, and pow!
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, thanks, Rob. Well, I wish I could help you, Mike, but this big wheel scientist is flying in from England.
Oh, who is he, Dad?
Sir George Heather. I promised to finish these drawings for him so he could take them back to England tonight.
He's flying all the way here just for one day?
That's right, Chipper. If he likes my ideas, he's going to recommend a big contract for the British government.
Okay, Robbie, you just won a popularity contest. You can take me shopping.
I'll drop these libraries.
Come on, Tramp. Outside, Tramp. And if you guys want any dessert tonight, keep your mitts out of the cookie jar. There's only five left. One each.
Four.
Dad, I'm going over to Mrs. Foster's house.
Where are you? Where are my car keys?
She said if me and Ernie motored along, we could keep all the rocks we found.
Well, good.
And then Ernie's going to get a haircut. I'm going with him.
Well, okay? Fine. See you later, children. Oh, here they are. Mike, why don't you go over to Sally's? Maybe she's just not answering the phone.
Well, I guess I better. Boy. I'll sure be glad when I get married. Then at least if I have a fight with Sally, I'll know where to find her.
Well, don't come. So long, Cramp. Yeah,
Mr. Johnson's bringing him in.
Good.
You look beat, Mr. Douglas.
Yeah, well, I was up most of the night winding up this project.
Well, this will pick you up.
Yeah, thank you. Boy, that's a little strong this morning, Miss Simmons. Make good rocket fuel. I wouldn't offer any of this to Sir George without a countdown.
Well, I have tea for Sir George.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of
you. Right in here, Sir George. Steve, this is Sir George Heather. Steve Douglas.
How do you do, Sir George?
Mr. Douglas.
Well, this is certainly a great pleasure.
The interesting custom we human beings have. We're always so terribly polite when we first meet. It's a pity that people can't remain strangers. Could be a very friendly world. You're very pretty.
Thank you, Sir George. Would you like some coffee?
Or tea.
Tea. I made some for you.
The inevitable coffee pot. American national symbol of brotherhood. I'm rather curious to see what you Americans call real coffee. I've never had the pleasure. Do you mind?
I don't, but you might. However...
Well, John, would you care for some coffee?
No, thank you, Steve. I'd better run along. Sir George, if there's anything I can do for you...
Oh, no, nothing, thank you. Just leave me with Mr. Douglas. I should like to see what he has to offer humanity. I don't expect anything startling, but we should never despair of surprises. Oh, thank you, Ben. Interesting.
I beg your pardon?
I say, we make it the same way in England. dreadful.
I think maybe you'd rather have the tea, yes, Sir George.
In bags, I see.
Yes, but bags or not, I think you'll like it better than the coffee.
Well, then I will, if you don't mind.
I thought that we could work right here in my office.
Anyway, you see.
Why don't you sit right over there? Thank you, Miss Simmons.
I don't have very much time. My plane leaves at 5 o'clock. It's a quick trip, but the whole thing came up so swiftly. My government is extremely interested in your concept of this solar satellite.
Well, I'm glad you were able to fly over. It'll be much easier to explain the project to you in person. I finished my drawings just last night. I'll show them to you.
Well, I hope it'll be worth the trip. If there's one thing I dislike, it is leaving home.
So, what did I do?
I'm working on a new theory. An answer to the problem of getting from one place to another without moving. I'm thinking of suspending my little cottage in midair, and then, with a series of thermonuclear rockets, the world will revolve underneath me until the country which I wish to visit arrives directly below. Then, with a quick flick of the wrist, I shall descend gently to the destination I desire without leaving my own hearth sign. What the devil are you doing, Mr. Douglas?
Sir George, I don't seem to be able to find my drawings. I must have left them at home.
You left them at home?
Yes, I came downstairs and I put them by my telephone. And then I went after my car keys and, well, they were in this tube and they must have rolled off the ledge. That's where they are. They're at home.
You do realize, Mr. Douglas, that my plane leaves in exactly 3 hours and 55 minutes?
Yes, yes, I realize that. No, what did I do? I'll drive home and I'll be back in a few minutes. I don't live too far.
Do you mind if I come with you?
Well, no, not at all.
I'm curious to see if you can find your home.
I'll be out in a minute, Sir George.
Governor.
Yes?
Why don't we work here? It'll save time.
Yes, I guess it would. Come in. Hello, Tramp, old boy.
Tramp? That's an odd name for a dog.
Yes, I suppose it is. Do you have a dog?
Oh, yes. Name's Alfred.
Alfred? I better clear the way. It's a dangerous course if you don't know it.
I like the cluttered look. Makes me feel at home.
You were married, Sir George?
No. I did think of something impulsive like that once, but circumstances changed my plans. Something I regretted.
You live alone,
Yes, except for Alfred and Mrs. Wiggins.
Mrs. Wiggins?
Friend of Alfred's.
Tramp has a friend named Wilson. He's partly mongrel, and I guess he's all mongrel.
You sure can't dig up a lot of junk. We're supposed to keep the streets clean, dumb dog.
This ashtray, most unusual. Made with a lot of little bits of rock.
Oh, Chip, my youngest son, is a rock collector. He made that for me. He gave it to me on Father's Day.
My favorite dad, love from Chip. It's very nice. Aha! This is your family. Mr. Douglas?
I'm sorry. I was just out looking.
Is this your family?
Yes, those are my three boys. That's Mike, and that's Robbie, and that's Chip right there.
Ah, and here's your daughter.
Yes. Well, no, not yet. She's, that's Sally Morris, and that's Mike's girl. They're engaged to be married.
Reminds me of somebody I used to know. The eyes. No, perhaps it's a smile. I say, Mr. Douglas, you are a bit eccentric, aren't you?
Sir George, I don't know how to explain this. When I came downstairs this morning, I put the drawings right there. And now they're gone.
I do hate to remind you, old boy, but my time is limited.
Yes, I know. I can't imagine what could have happened to them.
Isn't it possible that someone may have picked them up?
Yes, of course, but who? Mike and I were the last ones to leave the house this morning. Chip's working today, and Charlie and Robbie went shopping.
Charlie?
Well, Charlie's the boy's uncle. He's not the uncle, he's the great uncle.
I should say that the papers would not fly away of their own accord.
No, of course not. Maybe Mike came back to call Sally again, and then, he knew how important the papers were.
Perhaps we should contact the young man.
Yes, that's the thing to do.
Do you know where he is?
Yes. He and Sally had a quarrel today, so he's probably gone over.
Ah, there. I saw your photograph. I'm George Heather.
Oh, yes, of course. How do you do, Sir George? What's my father doing here?
Looking for you and for his drawings.
His drawings?
Yes, they seem to have disappeared.
Disappeared? Oh, my gosh. Poor Dad. Day and night.
What are your problems?
It's kind of a long story. My fiancée, Sally, isn't speaking to me. We went on a date last night, and I came here to pick her up and hardly recognized her. She changed her hair, put it all up on top of her head. Looked like a bird's nest.
And I assume you commented on it.
Yeah, I asked her when the eggs were going to hatch.
Well, I think an apology would be in order.
For something so trivial?
Oh, my dear boy, always apologize for the trivial things. The important issues usually take care of themselves. Well, don't just stand there.
Hi.
Gee, I'm glad to see you. I've been looking all over the place for you. Honey, I'm sorry for what I said. I apologize.
I apologize, too. I was only trying to please you.
All you have to do to please me is just be yourself. You don't have to change anything.
Who's that?
Oh, Sir George Heather. He's over from England to see Dad.
Sir George, I'd like you to meet my fiancée, Sally Morrison.
Hi.
Sir George.
Dad.
Oh, hi, Mike. I've been looking for you. Sir George, have you met my...
Yes.
Mike, have you seen my drawings?
No, I haven't, Dad. What about Chip? Has he seen them?
No. He ought to be at the barbershop by now. We look there. See you later.
Bye, Sally.
Bye. Bye. Nice meeting you.
Ernie's getting a haircut, so he wouldn't know anything about the drawings either. He's been with me the whole time.
It beats me. Well, thanks, Chipper. And we're back again, Trent.
Is that dog a permanent fixture? He hasn't moved.
No, he hasn't. You know, Sir George, this is the most puzzling thing that ever happened to me.
An engineer and a scientist should be able to solve it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Too bad you can't talk, Tramp. Maybe you could give me a clue.
Alfred talks.
He does?
Oh, yes, I understand
it. Dad!
Oh, hi, Rob.
Hi.
This is Sir George Heather from England. This is my son, Robbie.
How do you do? Glad to meet you.
And this is Uncle Charlie, Charles Casey.
How do you do?
Hi. I thought you were supposed to be at the plant.
Well, I was, but I've misplaced those drawings I was working on. You haven't seen them, have you?
We haven't been home since this morning.
Oh.
Did you ever try shopping for the weekend in less than 2 hours on a Saturday?
No.
Those women shoppers are murdered. They ought to have traffic signals in those markets. I was just minding my own business, and all of a sudden I got clobbered right in the middle of the stewed tomatoes.
England, huh? I knew a girl from England once. Her name was Tilly Tilford. And was she a...
Charlie.
Well, she was. How about staying for dinner?
I'd love to, but I have to get back to London tonight.
I didn't. Go see for yourself.
Well, I'll do that. Maybe you think you locked it, and you didn't. You know, that could happen. It's closed, all right. I just don't understand. When I left for the office this morning, I forgot to take the drawer. I came back to get them, and they were gone. Now, where did they go?
They were on the floor, Dad. You just didn't see them.
They were not on the floor. I looked on the floor. I looked on every inch of the floor. I crawled on my hands and knees on the floor. They were not on the floor.
Well, then how did I find them?
Well, I don't know. That's what I don't understand. The doors were locked. There was nobody here.
Dad, you know you haven't been getting much sleep lately.
I'm not that tired.
I've been trying to tell you guys there's something mighty funny going on around here, but you wouldn't listen to me. Okay. Now, this is going too far. Empty. Every last one of them gone.
Well, whoever took the drawings had a sweep. But how did they get in here? And why did they take something and then bring it back?
Nobody brought back my cookies. And if you guys think I'm going to stand over a hot stove and bake all day, you're crazy. From now on, you can eat store-bought cookies.
Just beats me.
Douglas, this is fascinating. Do you know you found the answer to a problem that's really been bothering us?
Well, good. You know, Sir George, I cannot understand how those drawings...
Oh, forget it, man, forget it. If every mystery could be solved too easily, there'd be no room for a scientist. Just look upon it as a UFO. One of those unexplained mysteries that crop up now and then to make life more exciting. Now, look here, old boy. There's something I want you to explain here. You see, where you bring this lead in here... Well, Douglas. Here, this lead comes in and...
Hate to see you go. Like to have you stick around for dinner.
Oh, I shall be back one day.
Sir George, thank you for autographing my math book.
My pleasure, Robbie.
Goodbye, Sir George. And I sure appreciate the advice you gave me.
So do I. I'll write and tell you all about the wedding.
Please do.
Sir George, I have something for you. I made it at Christmas, but I didn't know who to give it to.
That's very thoughtful of you, Chip.
I wrote something on the back.
Oh? To Sir George, a very nice Englishman.
I couldn't spell scientist.
What makes you think you can spell Englishman?
Thank you. Thank you, Chip.
Well, Sir George, I think we'd better be going if you want to make that plan.
I'm ready.
Well,
all right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes, come back.
Oh, hello, Fred.
Steve, why don't you teach Tramp some tricks?
Well, I might one of these days.
Now, Steve, I think perhaps I'd better...
I guess maybe you had.
What's the fan in Fandemonium Weekends? You do. We want your help in choosing which episodes are the very best, so go online to TVLand.com today and make your vote count.